to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Till dawn.
And we're reading from Peter Navarro's book, The On Trump Time. And here, toward the end of the book, here's an interesting, something very interesting that he writes. The Democrats' unrestricted lawfare and the art of the steal. That's something that Navarro wrote, The Art of the Steal. Obviously a tip of the hat to Donald Trump's Art of the Deal. He says, to pull off an operation Steve Bannon has dubbed the Green Bay Sweep and thereby keep President Trump in the White House for a second term, we must have only peace and calm on Capitol Hill. This Green Bay Sweep will be our last, best chance to snatch a stolen election from the Democrats' jaws of deceit. And the last thing we want is to hand Congress an excuse to abort the operation. Let that sink in. If you are a football fan, you know Coach Vince Lombardi's original 1960s version of this Green Bay sweep. With the deftness of a magician, Green Bay quarterback Bart Starr handed the ball off to halfback Paul Hornung, who, with the subtlety of a hammer seeking a 5-pound nail, headed for the end zone behind a phalanx of blockers. In Steve Bannon's political version of this sweep, Vice President Mike Pence will play the role of Team Trump's designated quarterback, Bart Starr. And on this sixth day of January, after the U.S. Congress convenes sometime around 1 p.m., remember the president was speaking then. He was ending his presentation to certify the presidential election results. Pence, as president of the Senate, will hand the ball off to various pro-Trump members of Congress, more than 100 having signed up for the fight. The goal is not to get the election overturned today, that day, January 6th. The goal is to subject the ballots, the legal votes of American citizens, along with what we believe to be a flood of illegal ballots, to careful scrutiny and investigation. Of course, for all this to work, Pence must assert his constitutional power as Senate President. You remember the President, Donald Trump, President of the United States, he said from the podium there on the Ellipse, just before all this happened, he said, I'm counting on Mike Pence, you know, to be the hero, to do his duty. I'm counting on you, Mike Pence. And of course, Pence turned out to be a betrayer, a chicken. He must put certification, Pence must put certification of the election on ice for at least another several weeks while Congress and the various state legislatures involved investigate all of the fraud and election irregularities that will be raised today, that's January 6th, on Capitol Hill. On this cold, momentous day, I shiver. Now, this is, he actually writes this in his journal for that day. I shiver as I think to myself, January 6th will be either Mike Pence's finest hour or the traitorous et tu, Brute, end of both his and Donald Trump's political careers. unquote. And then we skip here. He says, let me skip here a little bit more. See, now he was actually there. He says, quoting from his Art of the Steal, in effect, the Democrats weaponized the absentee and mail-in ballot process, and it is not like we weren't warned. Now, by the way, get this. This is what I wanted to mention. I didn't know this until I read this Navarro book. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, what percentage of the votes cast on November were in the November 3rd, 2020 election? What percentage of votes were actually cast on November 3rd in person? I'm just going to put this out there to all of you, and I'm just going to, you know, not keep it a secret here. Your estimate is going to be too high. Mine was too high. I wouldn't have guessed this. You know, think of all the elections you participated in, especially some of you that have some years on you like me. The voting occurs in the, you know, the polling place. You see your neighbors lined up there, and they come in and they vote right there in their little polling place, the library, you know, or the, you know, the old folks' home that's just a couple blocks from where you live in your precinct. That's where we all vote. Election after election, all of American history, that's where we vote. But not in this election. That's not what happened. The number of people, here it is, I didn't realize. I would have estimated that 2/3 of the voting happened in the voting places, and that the cheating was done. I knew the cheating was done with the mail-in votes and the absentee votes. I knew the cheating was done there primarily. But I thought to myself, well, they did all of that with 1/3 of the votes, or a smaller number even. No. Only 1/3 of the votes cast in the 2020 election were cast in person. 1/3. 2/3 of the votes were not in person. They were absentee. They were mail-in. They were Dropbox. They were everything except. And how did they pull that scam? This is where St. Fauci comes in, as described by Navarro. St. Fauci, I love his venom towards Anthony Fauci. It was with the virus scam that they pulled off the election scam. We can't go in and vote. Do you remember this BS? We can't go into our polling place because we'll get the horrid virus. Oh my God, Vera, you'll get the virus. If you go in there and hold a pencil that was held by a contaminated person, and then you touch your purse, and then you, oh my gosh, you're going to get the virus. And I'm going to get the virus. The dog's going to get the virus. The goldfish are going to get the virus. We're all going to die. Ah! We can't go vote in person. So what do we have to do, says Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the communists across the country? We have to vote with absentee ballots. We have to vote by mail. We have to have dead people voting. We have to have ballots. We have to have addresses where 400 ballots are mailed to one address, and 400 votes come in from one address. And we don't need a signature, and we don't have any signature verification. And George Soros was busy, for 4 years, he was busy making sure that he got secretaries of state elected in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania, who then, normally these are boring people who don't have any big responsibility. Their jobs seem to be administrative. No. Not with the communists in power. If you control the Secretary of State, now the Secretary of State orders the election judges to ignore signatures, orders that ballots that come in after the election are to be counted.
signatures are not to be matched. They're not to be even looked at. Ballots that don't have an accompanying envelope with a signature on them, which is the only way of having any idea that the ballot might be legitimate, they are to be counted with no outside envelope and no signature. Nothing, folks. A total, total garbage election. The fraud. There was one guy, I'll find his name for you in a moment. His name is harder to pronounce. It's another Italian name.
I'll find him.
But this guy is a genius expert, legal expert on fraud. And he stated in his testimony before the U.S. Supreme Court, when these people with no balls in our U.S. Supreme Court, Kavanaugh, no balls, Barrett, no balls, the whole court, except two guys, two voted patriotically. Gorsuch, no balls. He testified, get this, this is a genius of statistical investigation specializing in fraud. He said the chances that the, just from the states of Pennsylvania and Michigan, just those two states, the chances that the anomalies that occurred after midnight in those two states, that those anomalies were legitimate variations in the voting pattern and that they were not fraud, in just those two states, the chance, he said, that that is legitimate is one in, now get this number that I'm going to give you here. This is how bad, how egregious it was. The chances are one in, okay, make your guess. You're going to guess 1 in 10? That would be enough for me. Chances are 1 in 10 that it's legitimate? We better investigate that. If the chances are 1 in 2, if it's a coin toss whether an election result is legitimate, I'm certainly going to investigate that. I'm not going to settle for the fate of my nation being decided by the coin of a buffalo nickel. That's not good enough for me. That's not good enough for Thomas Jefferson or George Washington. That our fate is decided by a so 1 in 2, you think, maybe? Okay, so 1 in 10. How about 1 in 100? I'll go there. This guy, I'll get you his name, is something like Cicchetti. And by the way, he's been canceled. He's been like thrown into the memory hole since he testified before the Supreme Court, one of the world's great experts on fraud. 1 in 1,000? No. Come on. He didn't say 1 in 1,000. Okay, let's get orders of magnitude going here. How about let's multiply that times 10? No, let's multiply times 100. 1 in 100,000? No. 1 in 1,000,000. Did he say 1 in 1,000,000? No. Don't stop there. Did he say 1 in 1,000,000,000? No, we're multiplying by 1,000 here. No. Did he say 1 in 1,000,000,000,000? Another 1,000. No. The odds are less than 1 in 1,000,000,000,000. He said the odds that that election, that those results are legitimate, those odds are 1 in 1 quadrillion. 1 in 1 quadrillion. You haven't heard that on your TV, have you? And you haven't heard this guy's name. And even, I don't know it, and I can't remember it, because I didn't hear it either. I just saw it for the first time in Peter Navarro's book. But he testified before the Supreme Court where these people with no balls whatsoever in their pants, they're told by a guy the odds that this is legitimate are 1 in quadrillion, but that ain't good enough for these creeps on the Supreme Court to hear the case, to even hear the case. What's wrong with these people? 1 in 1 quadrillion. Now, Donald Trump is still on this case. Peter Navarro is still on it. This election was a fraud. It was stolen, and it can be proved.
So let me go forward here with Navarro's book. He says, this is the real scoop. The pandemic simply served as an accelerant for all manner of election integrity fires set by Democrats across the battleground states, dating back almost to the minute that Donald Trump was inaugurated as the United States 45th president. He says, so how exactly did the radical Democrats pull off their grand stuff the ballot box strategy? First and foremost, the Democrats significantly relaxed all manner of absentee and mail-in ballot rules. Register to vote after the deadline? No problem. At least for the 150,000 people casting ballots in Arizona, where the alleged Biden victory margin was just over 10,000 votes. Request an absentee ballot before or after a statutory deadline? No problem at all. At least in Georgia, more than 300,000 absentee ballots fell into that category in the state where the alleged Biden victory margin was less than 12,000 voters. And on and on and on. It's just tactic after tactic with huge numbers. And he details all this. You haven't heard it on the news. Donald Trump is the only guy trying to keep this in front of, put this before your attention. And let me see, I'm going to move forward here just a little further. And he goes after Zuckerberg, privatizes our public elections. As one of the thieves who stole the election, Mark Zuckerberg spent $500 million to steal the election. Zuckerberg's gambit was to use a Trojan horse front group known as the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which would target primarily Democrat strongholds in three key blue wall states. The prime targets included Wayne County, Michigan, that's Detroit, where Detroit is located, Dane County, Wisconsin, where the state capital Madison is located, and Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania. And he spent $500 million, $500 million, to screw us, to screw the nation. How in the world? And the Democrats, they used every angle. And then he talks about the Zuckerberg's kissy-lovey relationship with the Chinese torturers, the butchers. He talks about how they treat Falun Gong and Uyghur prisoners who are often buried alive once they are bereft of their kidneys, hearts, and corneas. Then there is this. Zuckerberg has despicably hired Chinese Communist Party members to increase Facebook's capabilities to censor Trump supporters and the conservative movement. And Zuckerberg himself has expressed sympathies for Chinese Communist Party ideology. And now get this. This is what they planned for January 6th. For the six battleground states, this would add up to as much as 24 hours of nationally televised hearings across the two chambers of Congress. Through these televised proceedings, we would finally, this is the Green Bay sweep, we would finally be able to short-circuit the crushing censorship of the anti-Trump media and take our case directly to the American people. And so they wanted to get this on TV, Pence leading it. This is where Pence let it down. He was the president of the Senate. He had control over the proceedings. He could say, okay, now, as to the matter, I hear an objection from the congressman from Nevada. Now we will hear evidence about Nevada. then Michigan, then Wisconsin, then Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia. We'll be right back.
Walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big bad,
big bad Donald John Trump, that is. I always say that. Now, going back to Peter Navarro's book, this is great. He kept notes every day in his 4 years in the White House and 1 year of campaigning with Trump before that. And he quotes them in this great book on Trump time. Now, listen to this. Now he's talking about January 6th. He's there. He's a central part of the Green Bay sweep. And the idea is you get your whole team lined up. This is the concept here. Lombardi's idea is everybody left. You know, every single player is going to go left and get that ball into the end zone with Paul Hornung carrying it, Bart Starr handing it off. So and that was going to be the whole team was the 100 congressmen who had already agreed. They'd been lined up to testify, to object. They are there to do that at the certification process. certifying the election results that occurs before Congress, state by state. And Mike Pence calls the state, okay, Michigan. Congressman from Michigan stands up and says, Mr. President, I object to certification of the Michigan vote. And then begins now in front of the American people. This is a brilliant plan by Donald Trump to bypass the media blockade. So the American people were going to see a one long, hell of a long congressional session in which state by state they would learn of the fraud that had occurred in, and Soros and the communists, they carefully invested their money in the battleground states, the key states they had to steal. And they had already lined up, they had elected their communist secretary of state in Michigan, their communist secretary of state in Pennsylvania. They had it all lined up. And we thumb-sucking Republicans, not expecting or preparing for the level of war waged against us, the nastiness waged against us. We're standing there staring off into space while they rear up, and we're not even looking. We take a direct kick in the balls. We're not ready for it. We think the person standing in front of us was a decent person. He wasn't. He was a communist. And we go down like a sack of potatoes. That's exactly what they did on November 3rd. But then they did it again on January 6th. This time they had their people in within the government, within the Capitol Police, within Nancy Pelosi's staff, within the FBI. And so here, now Peter Navarro's writing about it. Here he is, he's there that day. And I was on, try to remember the day, January 6th, I was on cloud nine. It was such a wonderful rally, such a huge crowd. The president's speech was so wonderful. It was one of the great speeches of the ages. I thought his greatest speech to date at that time. The crowd was ecstatic. It was wonderful. The election had already been stolen on November 3rd, but it hadn't been certified. And Mike Pence was the president of the Senate as vice president. So he says, when I reached the Capitol Hill perimeter, this is Navarro talking now. He's like everybody else. He's up there where the president is speaking. And if you've been on the Capitol Mall, folks, you know that it's not that long. It's an easy walk, but it's long. And the Capitol is at one end of the mall. The ellipse is two-thirds of the way up the mall towards the Lincoln Memorial, and then at the White House and the Washington Monument, which is like two-thirds of the way up. So that's where the biggest part of the crowd was. And the idea was then the crowd, after the president spoke, would walk down Independence and Constitution and Pennsylvania avenues towards the Capitol, and they would gather there to voice their, you know, to show their support for the Green Bay sweep, which was scheduled to go on inside the Capitol. Nobody, the worst thing that could happen would be somebody breaking a window. That would be the worst thing that could happen. And you'll notice, look at the film, folks, that the FBI has carefully prevented you from seeing. 14,000 hours of video that shows patriots fighting with the people breaking the windows, fist fighting with the window breakers and yelling "Fed, Fed" at them. The people in the Trump people, clear Trump people, trying to stop the people who were breaking windows, who have never been identified. Funny thing. Never identified, really, even though their faces are on thousands of hours of video and their voices recorded. And the whole crowd was peppered with FBI agents identifying them. Well, they didn't need to identify them because they were FBI agents breaking the windows. And then more FBI agents moving the bicycle barriers, the flimsy bicycle barriers, and saying, come on in. And people, the giant crowd of people pushing from behind, everybody moves forward into the trap. We'll be right back and we'll tell you what Navarro saw that day.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
When this war is over, it will be.
This is a war, is it not, folks? This is a hell of a war we're in. We're at war with the communists. It's a war with evil. The forces of evil around the world, in every nation, France, Germany, England, Ireland, Poland, everywhere, Russia, the forces of evil, this is their chance. This is their... why I mentioned Russia. I don't know how the forces of evil have actually mobilized in Russia. But in the Western European nations, formerly free nations, the forces of evil are mobilized everywhere. In South America, all over Asia, evil people are out of the woodwork. They've come out from under their rocks. And this is their moment. They're going to take the world. And their goal with you as a patriot is your end, your death, your destruction, your cancellation, your firing from your job, your bankrupting, creating chaos in your family, disruption of your family, stealing your children, vaccinating your children. Can you believe this? This creep, Fauci, he's saying he's recommending vaccination for babies. This guy is a sadist. This guy, St. Frankenstein. Where the hell did this little creep come from? But that's what they, this is an evil person, the personification of evil. And notice that the leaders of, you know, notice they're all in bed with the Red Chinese Communist Party, which is the most evil institution that has existed on the face of the earth is the Chinese Communist Party. No evil in history has used as your metric number of people tortured and murdered. The Chinese Communist Party has surpassed Stalin. They have surpassed Lenin. They have surpassed Pol Pot. They have surpassed the Aztecs. They have surpassed everyone. Whoever ran a concentration camp or hauled off entire populations and murdered them. And yet, they're in the driver's seat now. They have Joe Biden. He doesn't have any balls, but they have him by the short hairs. They have Joe Biden. They have Hunter Biden. They have Jill Biden. They have Nancy Pelosi. They have Dianne Feinstein. Remember her cab driver? Her car driver, her assistant, was a communist, Chinese communist agent for years and years. On the Intelligence Committee is, what's his name? Swallowswell? On the Intelligence Committee, seeing the most confidential American intelligence, and he's sleeping with a Chinese communist agent? All right, so let me go to this. Let me kind of cut into the chase here toward the end of Peter Navarro's book. In his epilogue, he writes this. I was in the middle of the narrative on what he saw. Let me go to that, what he saw that day. It's the title of an excellent book on the USS Liberty, what I saw that day. But what he saw that day, he says, I'm going to find it here, because what he walked up to the, well, I can't find the exact paragraph I was looking for. When I reach the Capitol Hill perimeter, it is only lightly guarded by an improvised barrier knitted together with bike racks, loose fencing, and a smattering of Capitol Hill police. In the cold mist, nothing seems amiss. There is no massive crowd, nothing aggressive about anyone I see. He's right there. He's right there at the Capitol steps. If anything, it is eerily quiet, with nothing to foreshadow what is to come. Convinced that all is well in Trump land and that the Green Bay sweep is ready to roll, I do not linger at the fence. Instead, I turn west, once again run back to 7th Street, and then walk north toward my home and lunch. At 1:15 p.m., National Public Radio issues this news update. Quote, Republicans seeking to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's win in the November election have moved to challenge the results from Arizona as Congress begins the usually pro forma process of counting each state's electors, unquote. I breathe a big sigh of relief. Our Green Bay sweep has begun exactly as planned. But even as this Green Bay sweep starts flawlessly, it is also all beginning to unravel. As more and more protesters gather at the improvised fence around the Capitol, remember this little flimsy bicycle rack thing, the Capitol Hill police inexplicably offer little resistance. Some of these police officers even open the gates, this is on film, to let protesters onto the grounds. There you have it, folks. And then he says, at 8 p.m., Pence and all the other traitors come back. They file back into the Capitol undamaged. There was no riot in there. Nothing was damaged. They don't have to do anything. They walk back in at 8 p.m., and now the Green Bay sweep has been defeated. It's been aborted. Now there are no, there's no vote. There's no objection to any state ballots. They're all certified by Mike Pence. So now, then here's another thing he writes that's good. Kind of end with this. He says, here it is. This is good towards the end in his epilogue. If I could wage an America back on track, he says, if I could wave a magic wand, here are some of the additional actions that I would like to see taken to get this nation back on track. Oh, no, this is another list. He says, stop forced vaccination, get the effective low-cost therapeutics like ivermectin into easy access, cease the teaching of critical race theory, close the southern border. But I'm going to, he says, okay, I'm going to get to it here. He does a list of three things that have to happen, or three points that he's making. Here they are. He says, I have been canceled. I have been canceled because I have freely chosen to speak this big truth to power. We'll end with this. One, truth one. The November 3rd, 2020 presidential election was stolen. Truth two, the January 6th, 2021 violence on Capitol Hill was not instigated by President Trump. President of the United States 45 was the very last person to want such violence, precisely because it derailed his best chance to get a full and fair accounting of the flood of illegal ballots cast in the November 3rd election. And by no stretch of the imagination was January 6th an insurrection. Truth number three, the pandemic, which has killed more than 600,000 Americans, we are told, and more than 4 million victims worldwide, was almost certainly genetically engineered in a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, using gain-of-function experiments funded by Anthony Fauci. Until we as a nation fully confront these big truths, get to the bottom of what happened on November 3rd and January 6th, and in a Wuhan bioweapons lab, we will not be able to move forward either as a fully functioning democracy or as a proud republic. Unless we confront these big truths, we are headed inexorably for massive civil unrest at best and civil war at worst. So there you go. That's kind of a key point to Peter Navarro there. And let me see here. Let me mention the phones to people. If somebody is inspired to call in to 512-248-8252, this is a good time to do so. We can get you in. And I'm at the end of Peter Navarro's book here. I can play a little more audio from Peter Navarro so you can hear the man, the genius behind this. And the, you know, here's something, a bit of hope for us to, you know, cling to going forward. It's clear Donald Trump's going to run in 2024. And it's also appears, well, now, let me put in a big caveat here. You don't think that the people who staged November 3rd, who staged January 6th, who staged 9/11 2001, go back then, you don't think the people that could stage events like that don't have some more cards up their sleeve? You don't think they've got a menu of false flag events that they're ready to launch tonight, tomorrow morning?
Not only is it certain that they have such events ready to go, they're big. Put yourselves in the shoes of Peter Strzok or Andrew McCabe or people like that. Their big issue is not like, oh, we've got to come up with a false flag. No. That's not their problem. In their meetings that the communists have, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about which one they're going to launch. And are they going to launch it tomorrow, or are they going to wait a week? So for them, they probably have 10, 20, 30 different false flag teams all set up, all lined up, ready to go, like that kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Totally phony, totally fake, totally staffed by the FBI, funded by the FBI, planned by the FBI. Total staged, and that made for national headlines. You know, the crazy right-wingers, the violent right-wingers, the violent racist, murderous right-wingers. They were going to kidnap Gretchen. No, they weren't. The FBI was organizing that. You don't think they've got other such operations ready to go? Coming to a theater near you? Soon? How many people do they have in these? They have thousands of people. They have tens of billions of dollars, unlimited funding, unlimited personnel, completely vetted staffs full of communists, sellouts, traitors, cowards, worms, evil people. They're ready to go. Now, so my point is this. Between now and November, it's less than a year. Between the November, first Tuesday in November of 2022, between now and that election, how many false flags can they stage? How many new viruses can they come up with? How many new plagues can they come up with? How many crises, emergencies, panics? How much shutdown can they perpetrate? How badly can they crash the American economy? Stampede and panic the American people. I mean, they probably have when they sit in their planning room, on the wall there, they've got a list of, you know, the event they're going to stage here, the one they're going to stage over here. How about the one team number 25 is going to stage over here? How about team number 36 with this event over here? How many casualties in that event? Oh, a planned number of 5,000. How about team number 3? They've got the planned sinking of a ship? Oh, this one planned bringing down an airplane. How about this one? Blowing up a city. How about this one? A world war with Red China. How about the team that's working on that one? How about planning the invasion of Taiwan? Making sure that a U.S. aircraft carrier gets sunk. Oh boy, that'll freak out the public. On and on and on. They probably have so many different things that their only dilemma is we want to do all of these things, but we can't do all of them at once. We got to pick and choose. Hey, boss, which one are we going to run? Hey, if the tide is turning against us, Donald Trump is making progress. He's rising even further in the polls. Joe Biden is descending even further in the polls. What'll we do to pull this one out of the fire? Here's Tom in Utah. Tom, what are you thinking today? What's on your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, the security on the mall is so efficient. When I was back there in 95, Fran Drescher, the nanny, found me coming out of the House of Representatives office complex. And she ran up to me, or came up to me, and gave me a really, really loving embrace. And it was totally bizarre. My next office to visit was that of Senator Orrin Hatch, of course, Charles Grassley and the like. What was bizarre? I'd embraced Fran Drescher. She'd embraced me outside of the Russell Building. And I walked across the mall, went into the Park Building where Orrin Hatch was and Grassley and that group, Mike Lee included. At that time, Mike Lee was not there, but Grassley and Orrin Hatch. And as I walked into Orrin Hatch's office, I came by the security kiosk. They waved me through. And I thought that was bizarre because they'd never done that before. And then when I got inside Orrin Hatch's office, his staffer said, "Oh, you know Fran Drescher?" And I said, well, yeah. And, of course, I didn't think too much about it until after I had my visit with Orrin Hatch. Came back out as I'm walking out back through that office area or reception area. I noticed there was a bank of monitors underneath the desk. And I realized at that point that embrace with Fran Drescher was seen by every office in D.C. So yep. How can you get away with doing it? Bomb
exactly.
Anything else.
I want you to flesh that out some more at the other side of the break. Stay with me, Tom, and we'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Let's focus. And we're in our last segment here. Tom has graced us with a call there from Utah. Tom, that's a great story. And what you're illustrating there, and I'm sure you'll affirm the truth of what I'm saying, that little postage stamp of real estate, the Capitol Mall, extending from the Supreme Court building behind the Capitol all the way up to the Lincoln Memorial and the White House, and then over sideways over to the Jefferson Memorial, that piece of real estate is the most heavily policed piece of earth on the planet. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, what's interesting, I would go there, for example, I have a meeting with Chris Cannon, Senate Representative Chris Cannon, and he'd say, Tom, we can't speak here, not in his office, not on the mall. And when we went out on the mall, he said, I want you to see what I'm pointing to. He's looking at one of the light posts, and on the top of that light post was a camera, not only a camera, but a shotgun microphone. You know what a shotgun microphone is?
Yes.
There is not a single word of a conversation, not a single motion that is not observed in this large security center, you know, attached to the mall. So when somebody said somebody placed pipe bombs the night before, I say, what a load of crap.
Yes.
If they tried to do anything, even hiding behind a shrub, you can't get to any space without passing through an observable and audible area. So nothing can be done. In fact, even I was shown that on top of the buildings, if you're watching carefully, you'll see security people walking with a rifle in their hand.
Yes.
I'm talking about on the dome of the Capitol, on the tops of the building in the office complex.
And there's not a spot. Yeah, and let me, for you younger people, who you'll lose all conception of this because they're taking it away from you. When I visited the Capitol as a younger man, you could visit any part of the Capitol Mall, any part, at any hour, on any day. So I found myself walking through the Jefferson Memorial at 2 a.m. in the morning, through the Lincoln Memorial at 2 a.m. in the morning, walking around anywhere in the mall. 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning, in the middle of the night, you were free to do that. You could go anywhere. You could walk through, not in the middle of the night, but during business hours, you could walk through the congressional, Senate and congressional office buildings. You could walk down in their hallways underground and between the offices. I did that to Visitor Senator Rand Paul's office. Nobody was following, nobody asking any questions. But here's what Tom's pointing out. One reason that you were so free to do all of that is that there were eyeballs watching you every foot of the way and every foot of the way and listening to you. And they didn't need to walk out and say, who are you? Why are you here? Let me see your driver's license. No, they've been watching you all day. You know, they're watching this guy, Kelso. He's moving out of the Jefferson. This is at 4 in the morning. He's moving out of the Jefferson Memorial with his buddy, and they're filming things. Now they're moving and they're crossing, now they're on Independence Avenue. They're watching you all the way. They know what you're doing. They're watching you as you walk through the Air and Space Museum. Okay, now they're looking at Lindbergh's plane. And there are thousands of them. Well, you know what, Tom?
Hey, Kelso, please give me a call. Go to gassingamerica.com. Go to the bottom and call me.
All righty. Thanks. And, well, we'll all meet up. I look forward to seeing you again next week here in the Trump Clubhouse, Tom. Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this run through the Peter Navarro's new book, On Trump Time. And look forward to getting Trump's new photo album. I'll tell you what that's like when I get it. See you next week. Don't stop
believing. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You can't handle the truth!